Hi-Fi Dream, the deep dive, that is Nation of Language. They've become very popular these days. Song's called I Thought About Chicago, 2017. Before that was Yola Tango Saturday, which was Willis's pick from 2000. So Nation of Language, did you like the song?
I liked it. It really reminded me, as you mentioned, of Ultravox in the synth and the arpeggios and even the vocal style. I heard a hint of Men Without Hats, Pop Goes the World.
Yes.
Which we talked about offline. But it's just a very nostalgic sounding song, but it's new. I mean, relatively new. And I think the difference is it sounds a little bit more dynamic with the modern electronics and also a little bit more space between the vocals and the instrumentation than you would have heard back in the 80s or 90s.
So when I say what I'm going to say, I think it's going to make sense to you.
Okay.
The guy who started this group, Richard Devaney, he was in a group called the Static Jacks, and they were from Brooklyn. And when I was playing music back in the day, I would say right after we kind of, maybe even towards the tail end of us playing, they were playing around the New York area, the Static Jacks. I didn't really like them. It was more like straight ahead, kind of new wave pop alternative, similar to other bands at that time. Like Van Shee and Roosevelt and all these other bands. Anyway, I wasn't into them that much. Anyway, so this dude left Brooklyn, went back to Chicago, was living in Chicago. And I think his whole thing was he heard the song by OMD, Electricity. Remember that song? Mm. It came from the same album as Enola Gay.
Okay.
Electricity was their first hit. And it was very, very electro.
Yeah,
One of the most electro-sounding songs of all time.
I think I can picture it,
yeah. Electricity. Mm-hmm. Anyway, it's the same kind of beat as I've Thought About Chicago.
Ah.
He was in the car with his father and heard this song. And he decided he wanted to do a whole band based on that sound of that song from OMD.
Interesting.
And so because of that, he started fooling around with this old Casio keyboard and created a couple of songs, including the one you just heard.
This was on a Casio.
Yeah, well, I mean, that's how he wrote it and how he got the beat and all the sounds.
I got it.
I'm sure he updated it.
Yeah.
He loved it so much, he decided to make a whole group around that sound, which is what Nation of Language has become. And I don't even think he expected it to become a legitimate project, because they've now had, I think, 3 full-length albums. They just put out another one recently. They're really good. We play a bunch of them on Hi-Fi. Not that song, though, because I had a curse and I have to edit that curse. But that wasn't one of the songs I put on rotation, but it's the one that turned me onto them. And the story about the OMD song is sort of nudged me into it, too.
That's pretty cool.
Because I love OMD.
He tapped into something that people want.
Think about that, though. Creating a whole band based on the concept of one song is really interesting to me. That's like really deep, because you really have to find what it is about that song that you could turn into a whole project, you know? Like, because it's one track. And it doesn't even sound like any of the other songs on OMD's album, maybe a couple of them, you know? So anyway,
it reminds me of when we talked about Italo Disco, right? And what's the band?
Chromatics.
Chromatics. And you said, well, they found a sound, they kept doing it because people wanted it. But then at some point they said, well, we've done it all.
What can't do we do? Anymore. Yeah, right. How could we take this further?
Do you think this could happen to
I think they've definitely changed. It's not as much like the first album, I could see it, and I think as they've evolved, the songs have gotten better and deeper. I don't think the whole band is existing around that song anymore. I think that's just how it started.
Yeah.
Now they're like a new wave alternative group. Like, they're almost a throwback sounding group, but they modernized it to be a little electronic.
Mm-hmm. That's cool.
They're really good, but they are certainly wearing their influences. And he's younger than myself. He's definitely younger than us. So it wasn't like he grew up listening to Depeche or OMD. So that's something probably his father liked. And then he kind of got into it like we would have been listening to songs from the 60s or 70s or whatever, you know?
Yeah.
So anyway, I love that he kind of established the sound. I love the band because of their sound. And
I'm a sucker for the arpeggios, which this song had.
Filled with them, yeah.
Yep.
But anyway, so that was two songs in that set. Yola Tango Saturday, Nation of Language, I've Thought About Chicago. Again, I think that was their second ever single they put out, but it was one of the first songs they wrote. Now we get to the last. We have 4 more songs left. This one here, Subtronics, is featuring Fantagram, an artist that's heavily represented on Hi-Fi Dream. Not the case with Subtronics, though.
Uh-huh.
So where'd you come across the song? Which is new too.
It is new, and I found this many shows ago, and I love trying to be able to be you and throw in a new release, but I don't really vet the songs as much as you do, and so this song popped up on my feed, I think, because of Fantagram, and because you told me about them before. I never actually knew much about them until you described them and picked their song previously. So also the collaboration I'm a sucker for, so that's why I picked Black Ice. When I heard this, man, my jaw dropped, and you'll hear it, but it's really audacious, kind of a drop. But it's not really an EDM song that has, you know, EDM songs are kind of always have this drop, like build up and a drop.
Yeah, that long build up.
And then you just kind of like, what is this crazy sound? And so this song has a very crazy drop sound. And I would say jaw-dropping sound. It's audacious. Squashing. It's a squash sound.
Use the word squashing, which is really the way you could describe EDM.
That a lot of squashing.
Compressed squashing.
Okay.
Yeah. This is to me, this sounds like it. I could hear the sounds you're talking about.
Yeah.
It's not an EDM song.
It's not.
Anyway, thankfully, Fantagram, I don't think they would do a project if it was an EDM.
Right. So I regret even using the word.
I regret you using it too.
But it's more of that same spirit.
I agree.
It's like, what is this? And you just kind of like, you know, you start bopping your head.
Certainly
like,
agree.
What? So if you don't do that during this song, something's wrong with you.
I love that you found this song because I didn't even know about it. Fantagram just put out a new song a couple weeks ago that we started playing. I didn't know they were featured on this. What's great about Fantagram is that they're really overtly featuring hip hop, especially 90s hip hop beats, with this like beautiful female vocal and like sort of like wiry kind of guitar sounds. And hearing her, and I'm a big fan of hers, on this track, almost, I was inclined to like it. You know, Sarah Bartel has a great voice. It's almost crystalline. It's so clean,
mm-hmm.
and it's so dreamy, and it's so special sounding. Like, she doesn't miss a note. She almost sounds like she's got all kinds of effects on her voice, and even when she's singing dry, you hear effect on her voice. I like how it sounds a little different in this song than her typical sound on the Fantagram songs.
Hmm.
But this is a real find. This going in. New music next week for
Excellent.
Sure. So, anything else you want to add about
it? No, I'm glad I found a good one.
You did. And then coming out of it, a group called CCFX, a very good song that happens to be a throwback sound.
Yeah, that'll
be
fun.
I knew both of us would be digging on this together.
Yeah.
So Subtronic's Black Ice featuring Fantagram on the Deep Dive.
Begging on my knees on black ice. Every time you leave, I'm caving into darkness. Drowning in the waves I capsize. I can't get away. I watch it all. Fall apart. Don't know how you're not afraid. Do you even sleep at night? Don't look in the mirror. Karma's looking with a thousand eyes. Smoke high in the graveyard. Set fire to your cold heart. Treated into heaven, but you're headed to the other side. I ain't gonna miss you, lying. No reason for goodbyes. Smoke high in the graveyard. Set fire to your cold heart. Begging on my knees on black ice. thousand eyes. Smoke high in the graveyard. Set fire to your cold heart. 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 With a thousand eyes, smoke high in the graveyard.
Hi-Fi Dream, Deep Dive, that's CCFX. The song is called The One to Wait, which I really like. It's a very open song. It's not a lot. There's no changes.
That's the same.
And once the beat drops, which is very trip-hop, 90s trip-hop, it never changes. There's no different parts to the song. It's just like a jam with a repetitive melody, but it works.
Right.
I really love that. When it came out, I was telling you, I was just obsessed with it.
And the lyrics kind of come in and out, and it plays with different themes coming in and out. So it's kind of like a jazz song in that way.
Yeah. Right?
People come in and do their solos. And what I really noticed is the resemblance, other than the trip-hop beat, to The Cure. And even vocally, I heard Robert Smith, like an early Robert Smith. But then you told me, oh, that's a lady singing, and her name is Mary Jane.
But it doesn't change it. It does sound like the style of Robert singing. Mm-hmm. Even the guitars sound like Robert Smith.
Yeah, a little bit.
The very, very noodly, kind of like jammy thing. What I was saying to you, I would just like, if I was in the studio or I was like in a rehearsal space or whatever, I'd want to jam on that song because I feel like there's so many things you could do wrapped around that groove that's like locked in. So you don't really have to worry about changes. You could just kind of like create your own changes within the structure of the beat and the melody, repeating melody.
The chord kind of feels like a loop, right? A sampled loop, and and starts over, and then you could just do.
We were singing all the oldies over it. Yeah,
yeah, it's a thing.
It reminds me a little bit of a dream. Last night I had a really weird sequence of dreams, and like they were very almost like lucid in a way, and it reminds me of like a dream sequence, that song. It's almost like spacey and dreamy and can't really figure out what the shapes are. You can't really see any faces, but there's enough to give you an outline.
That's a good description. You know, I can see that.
So before that was Subtronic's Black Eyes. And so I said that's going into rotation before we played it, because I remember listening to it the other day and being like, is it going in? I do agree with you, though. About, or maybe you shouldn't have said the EDM thing, because I do hear a lot of those compressed sounds, those warbly compressed sounds. You called it
the squashing.
Squashing.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know if I have vertigo or if, like, because of like one of my ears is less than my others, like I get like this feeling.
It left a bad feeling.
Like I want to fall over.
Okay.
But it could be because I'm listening in headphones and pretty loud right now. I love the vocals. I even like the music. I just think that
yeah,
it's just unsettling for me.
It is. It's pretty harsh, and I think it's the word best I can think of is audacious. It's an audacious thing to put in a song. This kind of take away everything and do this like drop beat, and it's a very harsh squash. That's, I guess it's like a sawtooth pattern. But it is very EDM like that. That's the kind of thing where you hear like, what is this sound? And for me, I like that kind of crazy groove, whatever that sound is. Something about I love it.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what drops my jaw. I'm like, what is this sound? How did they make that? And it's just enough beat there to keep you going. But it definitely is not a regular Hi-Fi Dream vibe.
I will say though, when that drop comes down and then the beat kicks in,
yeah,
I like the beat.
Mm-hmm.
It's almost like, oh, all right. If it wasn't for the,
okay, it's just the specific sound,
that thing that's popped in, that's going from ear to ear in the headphones, it makes me feel like I'm gonna fall off my chair.
It's a strange trip. Yeah,
and that again, that really might be my sensitivity to certain sounds, because that there's certain tones I'll hear, and again, I think it's because of my damage through my right ear from playing in front of loud, distorted amplifiers for years, that if a certain tone hits, it almost makes like a whistling sound in my ear, and it almost is like piercing, and like I almost have to turn away and like cover my ears.
Okay.
It doesn't like happen a lot, but it could happen with certain sounds. Like if I'm listening to the radio with my windows down in the car or, you know, whatever, certain things might happen with the wind and the pressure that makes it sound like piercing to me.
Right.
So that's probably on me, but I do love the song. I love the vocals. I will still put it in.
I think I want to give a little PSA here, a public service announcement about ear protection, because I've gone to a lot of shows and raves and such, and I always kept earplugs in my pocket, like in a little container. and wore them to kind of protect my ears, because I'd heard from people like going to these parties and like they can't hear anymore. And
yeah,
at the concert, the 80s show, we brought our kids to watch the Fast Times at the mm-hmm. fair. And my son, Milo, he has very sensitive hearing, and things that we don't think are loud are very loud to him. And so I told him, well, you know, if it's too loud, maybe we can do, we didn't bring any earplugs, but we'll do the trick where you go to the bathroom and you wet a toilet paper or a paper towel and you shove them in your ears like a little cone. And that will muffle just enough of the decibels.
And as it dries, it expands a little.
Exactly. And you can still hear almost everything. It's just attenuated a little bit. And so sure enough, he's like, this is awful. It was too loud, right? And so I went in the bathroom and gave him the wadded toilet paper.
Did that help?
It did help. And he could stay and listen to it. But then the funny thing is, the next day, all I'm getting in my social media are earplug ads. So I don't understand.
Oh, that's crazy.
Yeah, how that happened.
But it hears you.
Something heard me.
Ironically, because you're talking about earplugs.
Yeah,
or
maybe it's because I took some video of the concert, like, to, you know, of them playing. Maybe that they just registered, oh, he's a concert goer, you know.
Get him some earplugs.
Yeah. So anyways, there's so many modern earplugs out there that you can buy for $20, $30 that are very high tech, not
even
just
cheaper.
Yeah.
You can get foam ones for like $10 that
are
really good.
The foam ones, yeah, I use the foam ones, but I'm really curious to try one of these engineered ones that supposedly lets you hear everything.
Yeah, those are cool too. I'm sure it's just a little more expensive.
Have you tried them?
I've not tried those particularly.
Okay.
I've had better end, like higher end, where you can control the flow of how much gets through.
Okay.
But here's the thing about earplugs for me. When I hated them. And I always wanted the music to be loud when I went to concerts.
Mm-hmm.
But I went to see, I think it was at Brooklyn Steel. I went to see Mogwai back in the day. And it was it starts off so soft with them. And then it went into this like thunderous distortion.
Yeah.
And I didn't have earplugs on me.
Uh-huh.
And I did the napkin trick where I had to roll it up, put it in my ear, and like did what I had to do. I think I had damage from that show. And the same thing happened here in My Bloody Valentine at the Fox Theater a couple years back.
Mm-hmm.
I went in, I'm like, I'm not wearing earplugs. And by the time the show was like a quarter of the way in, I was wearing earplugs, you know? Because I think it's just all these years of damage that it's like, what am I doing?
Right.
Like, you don't get a new set of ears, your drums.
Right.
So it's a good PSA.
That's my PSA.
Okay, so we have two more songs left. Let's just get to them because we're about an hour and a half. But this artist, Land of Talk, I know who they are. I actually, back in the day, played a song called Summer Lakes by them. Some are lakes.
Oh, okay.
And I loved the song, but it was like the only song I really ever listened to multiple times. We played it on Salt back in the day.
Okay, Save Alternative.
Again, my friend Mike. Yes, Save Alternative. My friend Mike was really into Land of Talk. I wasn't as into them, but I liked that song a lot. But he would swear by them. They pop up on this playlist today. I was like, what a catch, man. Because I'm actually glad, because now I could spend some time listening to the other songs that I missed all these years.
Oh, good.
But also I put Some Are Lakes back in or into rotation for us because I saw this song.
I had never heard of them before, and it's a new release, but the band American Football. I don't know if you know that.
Yeah, they're sort of like emo and post-punk or post-hardcore.
Right, but they're very light, and I was considering, so I saw them also at Primavera Sound, and I liked their whole set.
Yeah, they're cool.
And I was looking for some songs to play on the show, but there was a collaboration with this lady, Elizabeth Powell, and I liked her voice, and so I followed her through and listened to some of her music, and it turns out she's in this band, Land of Talk. This is her band. And so this is how I came to this song.
So started with American Football.
Yes.
Combo with her, then back to the band.
Exactly. So the collaboration brought me to this. And this is what I like about collaborations. I learned something new. I found a sound that I really liked and think could fit on this show pretty well. This song's very dreamy, atmospheric.
This is a remix too.
Yes, that's right.
I didn't listen to the regular version of this yet. I've only heard this remix version.
Oh, okay. I haven't heard the regular version either. It's called Your Beautiful Self, and this is the Hua Li remix, and that is really Chinese. You know, it's a very straightforward vocals, though, like not a lot of processing. But still soulful delivery and feels dreamy.
I wonder who Huali is.
That's a good question.
Like, if is it a DJ, electronic artist?
Must be a person, yeah. I'll have to look it up.
This is really good. Do you know if it was popular? Is it like a song that...
I'm not sure.
Did I just miss this song?
I didn't care. I just wanted to play it.
It's new, right?
Yeah.
So, all right. So, this is one of your new tracks. Never mind.
Yeah.
So, it might not even be known yet. I'm wondering if the remix is new or if the original track is also new. But Land of Talk, I didn't know was still making music. I thought, because I could go back to like 2005 or 6 with them.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's about the time I first heard Summer Lakes. So, I'm surprised they're still going because I haven't heard much of them over the years.
Hmm.
But I did like her voice, and I really recommend that song for you to check out. I wish I could listen to it before I talk about the next song, because I can't remember from listening to it the other day, like what it sounded like, what got me to Moose.
Yeah, right.
What took me from that song to Moose? I just know that last week I was playing another song called Uptown Invisible by Moose that I had totally forgotten about. And I was like, I know there's a bunch of songs by them I liked, and I know they were considered shoegaze, but they didn't think they were shoegaze. Like, let me go back and listen to some of these songs that I used to like, that I had saved back probably in like 2000 or 98, whatever.
Yeah.
And on iPods and such, you know?
Uh-huh.
And then I came to Play God, and I'm like, this was the one. Holy cow, how did I forget about this? Then I went into this deep dive on them and was like, oh, like that's their story. Like they started off doing shoegaze with all like the bands I like, Slow Dive and Ride and Chapter House, but they wanted nothing to do with it. So
right.
They decided quickly after the first album to kind of change the sound from distortion to sort of bright, jangly, almost like bands like Felt. 80s alternative bands.
I hear these fun like string accompaniments, like orchestral strings.
Yeah, so that they brought in that lush sound.
And it's all very straightforward, like music. It's not trying to be washy or not trying to be vague. What I did hear that I think maybe that makes it feel very maybe similar to the Land of Talk is that there's this like vocal like, it's like in there.
Yeah. Do you know who I said, after listening to this today or yesterday, whatever, what I thought it sounded like? The Ocean Blue.
Oh, yeah, sure.
To me, they could be the same group.
Gotcha.
Yeah. And even the sort of chimey guitars. Mm-hmm. Like, I think the best way to put it is the 12-string guitar has a very jangly sound. The Smiths really kind of perfected it. Johnny Marr.
Yes.
It's a different kind of, it's not noise. And it's not washy like a distortion that you hear in shoegaze.
It's like an immediate built-in effect.
Yes.
Like an echo effect.
It automatically provides like girth.
Yes.
And like robust sound.
That's right.
Without being noisy.
Agreed.
But there's so much space filled with the 12-string. And this song has many different strings and guitar sounds that are almost taking the place of the atmosphere you get from the guitars and the distortion in My Bloody Valentine and Slow Dive and Rush and all those groups.
But it's clean.
But the voice. Now imagine this guy singing over those typically washy sounding noise guitars.
Okay.
And you could hear how they were lumped in. But this was definitely a group that didn't belong in that category of shoegaze, but they were just as good, I think, as a lot of those groups. Matter of fact, Boo Radley's would probably be the closest counterpart who did the same thing.
Okay.
They took a pivot and went to this sound.
You mentioned that.
So yep. I think that's probably the best comparison. But did you like the track? It's called Play God.
I did.
By the way.
I did. And it's very, like I said, it's bright, upbeat, and straightforward. So, and knowing that there's shoegaze, it makes it very interesting. Or were shoegaze.
Yeah, even though if you listen to that first album, which I did the other day, it's not as shoegazy as the shoegaze stuff we know of, but they definitely were lingering in that world, and I could see how they might have been lumped into it, even though they are definitely more sparse.
I think I would call this eclectic, and you bring it back to the morning becomes eclectic. Well, you made the morning eclectic with this song.
All right, we got eclectic. So we have two more songs, Land of Talk, Your Beautiful Self, and then Moose, Play God from 1996. So we a nice wild 30 years between these two songs. Unbelievably almost. Great show today.
What a mix.
Where can people find this and all the songs in the list?
The spec, SPECK.com/playlists. And you can find the list of the songs from today's show, You'll have recordings of the show of us talking. You'll also have links to all of the major streaming services to listen to these songs on your own playlist.
In order without us.
Correct.
But you can listen to the version with us.
Right.
Which I'd hope you would, you know, since we're all friends here. Great job. Thank you so much, brother.
Thank you, Greg. It's been fun.
I had a blast. Great set of music tonight. I'm hoping somebody learned something. Maybe you came away from this like I do when I watch other people do these types of things. I like jot them down or I go right on my phone and save them. And then they become a part of my world, you know? So I'm hoping that happens with some of our friends listening.
Or today. You just understand now, here's what you're listening to on Hi-Fi Dream.
That's right. Next week's going to be fun. We're going to try something new next week at the end of the show. Thank you to everybody. Enjoy these last two songs, and we'll see you next week on The Deep Dive.
Take care.
The Deep Dive with Greg and Willis.
Wishing was a window, I wish I had a view. I look across the rooftop and see what others do. When you and me
desert. I'd clean the chandeliers. Oh, I don't believe, and I will not fall. And I promise to bathe in, so invite me to the ball.